fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show, second hour on Sunday, May the 6th, 2007, coming to you from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. This is a live call-in show. We've got a couple of callers on hold. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll go straight to Clinton in Wisconsin. Clinton, are you there, sir?
Yeah, hi, John.
How are you today?
Oh, not bad. Hey, you've got your revised book all finished, right?
Which one are we talking about here?
Well, last time we were able to talk, I said I was going to buy your paper, but then I decided, well, I'll just wait because you were working on a more extensive rewrite.
Well, it's rewritten as it going to be for the foreseeable future, yes, right.
So that's done?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
Secondly, then... I had an interesting experience that I've come to the conclusion that being involved in these 911 people that are pursuing the truth is a bunch of little infighting, egotistical fools that actually tried to call the police on me in an event in Milwaukee.
Really?
For standing up and saying that I am not going to follow anybody's advice to write my congressman a letter to tell him that we think 911 was a inside job. They tried to have me arrested for standing up and disrupting their little meeting. All right, I want to move forward, though. I wanted to ask you, I've been doing some water training, John, all right?
Good.
Yeah, I'm up to like a half a mile in the water, right?
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could talk about that, what kind of weight that we might train with, because when you got clothes on, you're going to have additional weight. And then another thing that I've realized, that I, going back to my fishing days, I made myself some floaters so I could actually wade the creeks and the rivers and float my gear behind me. And if you have to move into a creek
hold
or
on,
a river...
Quentin, hold on through the break. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of May, 2007. We're visiting with Clinton from Wisconsin. We're talking about water barriers, getting across the water. Clinton, are you there, sir?
Yeah, here I am. As I was saying, I think it's a good idea for people to include some kind of blow-up inflatable that they can carry in a bug-out bag, and then if they have to go into the water, they could float their gear behind them. But I was wondering if you could talk about some of your training that was related to, evasion in the water, if necessary.
Well, let's do that. There's a piece of equipment I really like purpose that you're talking about. It actually serves three purposes. It's a military issue. It's very difficult to find original mil-spec stuff anymore, but there's some excellent mil-spec quality copies coming out of Korea. It's a 5-quart bladder canteen. Now, that can be used for three purposes. Obviously, as a 5-quart canteen, you can also use it as a pillow, and if you pour all the water out and blow it up, it makes a real nice flotation bladder that will carry, I don't know how much equipment, but quite a bit of equipment, probably 20, 30 pounds or more of equipment. And if you've got a couple of these, it'd be a great assistance getting across a fast-moving stream.
What I had on my mind was the inner tubes from these pneumatic tires for riding lawnmowers. They're about 10, 12, 14 inches in diameter. You pull out the valve and replace the valve with a piece of rubber that you could stop it up with. Those could be really quickly inflated. They can contain water, too.
Right. Well, that would work.
And they're moldable.
Absolutely, Clinton. Anything like this, a person will need to experiment and see how it works for them and fits in with what they're planning to do. Inner tube that size would be an excellent size just to carry some gear and help give you some flotation. Now, one of the things I need to caution people, if you're training across a major body of water, a river, don't fight that current. You use the current, and you're going to move at about a 45-degree angle and come down and come out on the other side quite a bit farther down than where you started.
Yeah.
Because if you try to fight that current, you're just going to wear yourself out and not accomplish your goal of getting across that river.
And finally, John, what's the recommended strategy when you emerge from the water all soaking wet? Because you're going to probably go in and wearing clothing and gear that.
Right. Well, if it's 50 degrees or lower, you stand a great chance of becoming a victim of hypothermia.
Right.
This is serious stuff. And people think about, oh, if it's freezing or below, I could be a victim. No, that's not true at all. Anytime it's 50, 55 degrees or lower, you can easily become a victim of hypothermia. And this will kill you. This is something to be taken very seriously. Now, if you've got a waterproof bag and have dry clothing, clearly, the thing to do is to strip off that wet stuff and put on dry clothing and dry socks at the first opportunity. And that's the best thing you could do. If that's not possible, then assuming the tactical situation allows you to want to build a fire and get that clothing dried out as quickly as possible. If you can't build a fire, you need to stand where it's sunny. And let something dry out if you can. If the tactical situation allows you to stand in the sunshine and dry out, it's not easy. And Clinton, and if you've been doing some of this training, you're going to be cold, you're going to be wet, you're going to be miserable. That's pretty much the bottom line. But it's good training because if you're doing it real, and when it is real, you'll know you've done it before. Your brain will be telling you, yeah, this is bad, but I've done it before. I know I can do this. That's the advantage of training of this nature, is it helps you get through hard times because you've done it when it wasn't a life-threatening situation.
Well, thank you, Don.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it.
Bye.
That's just of all kinds of training, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of training is to push you beyond your limits that you're familiar with, push you into doing things that aren't fun, that aren't easy, that are uncomfortable. It's far, far better to be cold, wet, and hungry when you know you can walk away from it at any given moment because it's a training situation and deal with it and overcome it than it is to be exposed to that being cold, wet, and hungry when it's a real situation, a tactical situation, where your life depends on your surviving these conditions. It's far, far better to go through it under those conditions the first time than it is to go through those conditions the first time when it's real and when it's tactical and when you got no choice. This is a live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443. I got an interesting email from a caller who lives in the southwest part of Michigan. And he was mentioning that he's working with a group of people that they were 400 feet above sea level. They felt that they were in pretty good shape in terms of rising ocean levels. And, of course, the Great Lakes will become part of the ocean. The Hudson Bay and the Great Lakes will combine. This is not John Moore saying this, by the way. This is classified Navy briefings. Hudson Bay and the Great Lakes will combine to become one vast new inland sea. When I say vast, I mean if you haven't been to the Great Lakes and seen these ocean-going ships, it's hard to imagine how large these bodies of water are right now. They already have ocean-going ships on them. Now, there's two aspects to rising ocean level. One is the new level that the oceans will settle down to. That might be 30 feet above sea level, 25 feet, 50 feet, whatever that number might be. There's another part to that. That's the part of the situation where there'd be what might be called a slosh effect, for want of a better term, the slosh effect. We know because we found records of what happened the last time the Earth went through this 3,600 years ago. We fully expect 9 and 10-point earthquakes. We fully expect 200-plus mile-an-hour winds, possibly even a pole shift, 10 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees, whatever it might be. When these events are ongoing and taking place, these large bodies of water, the oceans, the Great Lakes, the Gulf of Mexico, they will slosh. 100 feet, 200 foot tidal waves are certainly within the realm of possibility. No doubt whatsoever. A 100 foot or a 200 foot tidal wave will do massive damage before the oceans settle down to their new levels. That's one of the major concerns of the United States Navy. The U.S. Navy, in classified briefings, has been telling these men for more than 20 years that the east coast of this country will take damage of the Blue Ridge Parkway. Now, look it up. I wasn't really familiar with the Blue Ridge Parkway. It runs north-south along the eastern side of the Appalachian Mountains. Frequently, it's 100 or more miles from the east coast. So the U.S. Navy is saying that the east coast of this country will take tidal wave damage as much as 100 miles or more from the current coast before these tidal waves settle down and the new levels of the ocean are established. That's fairly significant, I would say. Fairly significant. That would mean tidal waves washing over the entire peninsula of Florida, for example, and taking out large parts of the South, the Deep South, Louisiana and Mississippi in particular, where so much of those states are not much above sea level. So for my friends in Southwest Michigan, I need to tell you, you need to consider very carefully the slosh effect of what's going to be happening with these large bodies of water. It would be no small thing. At 400-plus feet above sea level, you may be safe. I hope you are. I've got some notations in my article, No Need for Panic, about what the Navy is saying about safe altitudes. Here in the Ozarks, we're averaging 800 to 1,200 feet above sea level. Even in the Ozarks, the U.S. Navy is saying, not John Moore, the U.S. Navy is saying in classified briefings that the Ozarks may become a series of islands due to rising ocean levels. We're fully expecting to see the Gulf of Mexico up to the southern Arkansas state line, where Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana all come together. That could be as far north as the Gulf of Mexico comes under the new conditions. We've got another caller, Connor in Minnesota. Connor, are you there, sir?
I'm here, John.
Go ahead.
Well, this is Connor, formerly in Denver. I moved back at the end of February during that snowstorm that hit the Dakotas. Moved into Minnesota, just in the Fargo area. Have you noticed recently on the news there's been a lot of mention about the Arctic and the Greenland ice shelf melting and the rise of 30 feet from that?
Well, I try to keep up with all this stuff, Connor. But are they giving a timeline for this rise in ocean level?
They're saying...
Hold on, we got a break. Connor, so stay tuned, hold on. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of May, 2007. We're visiting with Connor from Minnesota, and Connor's going to be telling us in a moment here about an article he read about rising ocean levels. You still there, Connor?
I'm still here, John.
Okay. You say they were revising the timeline?
Right. It was in the last week, probably in conjunction with the inter-panel, the IPCC Global Summit thing.
Oh, yes.
And the article said that the Greenland ice shelf and the Antarctic were melting faster than they expected, and that they were looking at something out around 2012, 2030 instead of middle of the century for those to have melted and sea levels to rise by 30 feet, which is, you know, that's 20 to 30 years sooner than they were saying just even 6 months ago.
Absolutely. Here's what you're not going to see, Connor. You're not going to see any date closer than 2012 for anything to happen.
Right.
You're not. That's far enough out. And Americans it's just the nature of who we are. Americans will not take action for anything that's more than 3 or 4 years out. It's
right.
just not going to happen. And that's pretty dependable. We know that. We made all these observations during Y2K where any serious preparation on a part of the population did not happen until the last 24 months, particularly the last 12 months, before December 31st, 1999. And that scenario will play itself out again. And this 2012 date is going to be popping up more and more. Professor McCann is talking about it a lot on his website right now. I haven't talked about it much. But you're going to see this 2012 date and this bogus Mayan calendar information all over the place. And it's more distraction. It's an attempt to put off into the future what will be happening much sooner.
Yeah, not only that, but then anyone talking about in that rough time frame, 2010 to 2015, let's say, they can just say, oh, those are just some of those nutty Mayan calendar people. And it marginalizes people who are saying, look, the evidence is showing that we're going to have to prepare for something, you know, in this time frame.
Right. Well, you're not going to see 2010 mentioned. It will be 2012 and in the future after that.
Right.
That's the dating you're going to see. Most of the dating is even farther out than that. The Al Gore dating, the Jim Hansen with NASA, they're all dating around 2050.
Well, I was just looking to see if I could find the actual link while we were on the break. And from one site, you know, some government scientist was saying, well, the good news on Greenland and the West Arctic melting is that it's going to take 1,000 years.
And that's another aspect of this, Connor, is there's so many quasi-experts putting out so many dates, it's just absolutely confusing. And that's another part of it. They want to confuse people.
Exactly. And then marginalize, you know, anyone who's trying to, you know, to give.
And that's part of that's part of what the purpose served by George Norrie and Coast to Coast is to marginalize and make fun of anything serious that's on there. Professor McCanny goes on there, I know, because it's such a huge audience on
right.
one hand. On the other, he's in the company of complete nutcases that come up on that show talking about being abducted by aliens, and that's silliness.
Sure.
So you're instantly marginalized if you appear on Coast to Coast.
Right, and that's the whole thing is to, you know, keep the people unprepared, let them keep thinking that government's going to be there for them.
Absolutely.
And when the time comes, the government's not going to worry about them because they don't matter.
Nope, we're on our own.
That's
Connor, we thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Call again soon.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That was Connor in Minnesota. I need to remind you folks that if you're serious about preparation, you need to contact Freeze-Dry Guy about the high-end stuff. High-end, high-quality, freeze-dried food at the best price at freezedryguy.com and his toll-free number, 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. He's got some interesting, a great special, a one-month supply of food for one person, $239. That includes shipping. I know some people, they just incorporate this freeze-dried food into their normal diet for two reasons. One, to get used to it, and two, because it's just really great food, high nutrition and very tasty. We've got Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, are you there, sir?
I am. Hello?
Speak up. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi, John. I like your show, and I did
Thank you.
Buy your newsletter information and sent it to friends in Louisiana, and they are troubled by it for sure. Not
well, they should be. Anybody that lives in, especially the southern half of Louisiana, should be very troubled.
Exactly. I just had a comment and some questions, and I know you probably have some other people that want to talk to you. You're really popular, and it takes a while to get online with you. I hear the music. Is that a break?
It is a break. Aaron, stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of May, 2007. And we've got Aaron on hold. He's got some comments and questions. You still there, Aaron?
I am. Hello.
Okay, let's hear your comment, please.
Well, I have a couple of questions.
Questions, okay.
Yeah, what do you think about... now, I've talked to the freeze-dried guy, and I'm going to be ordering some of his products. What do you think about the cans, the large bulk cans? Every time I go to the store, this is a simple thing I've done for the last 5 years. Every time I go to the grocery store, I buy three or four of those big... metal bulk cans of corn or peaches
or potatoes.
Number
10 cans. Number 10 cans the size of a 3 pound coffee can.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, they cost $2 or $3 a piece. So,
right.
I've got hundreds of them. And, my friend does the same. He's had some for like 10 years and he opens them up and they taste just fine. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. First of all, those type of cans are subject to rust. Any can is, as far as that goes. I would encourage you to take the if they have a paper label, some will be painted, some will have a painted label. If they have a painted label, take that label off and spray the can with a clear polyurethane coating, a clear coating.
Right.
That will So you say you got the can sitting on a board or a tarp or whatever. Spray it down, let it dry, turn it over, spray that, let it dry. That will help prevent rust of the can. Because once these cans start rusting, you've got
poison.
You're going to have some problems.
Right.
You're going to have some problems.
What do you think?
Go ahead.
What do you think about storing them inside, and/or sprinkling coarse salt on them? I've heard that works if they're like in a root cellar. But what about storing them inside in an attic, where they won't rust?
Well, I wouldn't put salt on metal. That's going to make the metal corrode. I mean, what?
Okay.
That defies logic. Salt makes metal corrode. No, you want it. If it's food, you want it stored in a cool, dry place, preferably a dry basement. Attics are not good because of heat. Garages are not good because of heat. Inside your living space is going to be better because of the climate control. A basement that's not humid would be great. But you need to make sure that these cans are not allowed to rust, and the manner I just described will do that. Plus, here's another thing. If it's once you open it up to consume the product, whether it's beans or soup or whatever it might be, you're going to have to consume all of it fairly quickly if you don't have refrigeration.
Right.
If you got a big enough group of people, if you've got four or six people consuming the product, then it's going to be good consumed in, say you open it up for a noon meal, you'd want to consume all of it before nightfall if you don't have refrigeration.
I see.
So that's a problem with that type of product in that large a can. If you do have refrigeration, that becomes less problematic.
But if you have guard dogs, then it's also good because what you can't eat, you can give to your dogs.
Absolutely.
And
storing up pet food is not a bad idea.
Exactly. And what I meant by salt is I just heard this. I'm not really sure where I heard it from, so maybe it's wrong, but I have some of mine in a root cellar wrapped in tarps and then coarse salt sprinkled on top, and I guess that keeps rodents or bugs and things like that out. I know that it's not directly on the cans themselves.
Well, you don't need to worry about bugs and rodents with canned products.
Okay.
If you're trying to absorb moisture, there's more efficient ways to do that. If that's for the purpose of salt, there's a sodium hypochlorite, for example, that can be put in a container to absorb moisture, and then dump out the container periodically. An electric dehumidifier is an excellent way to get moisture out of the air. Salt is going to present more problems than it's going to present solutions, quite frankly.
Okay.
Now, storing up bulk salt is an excellent idea in and of itself.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Right.
If you live away from the ocean or the Gulf, human beings cannot live without salt. And it's probably one of the most perfect barter items that you can imagine for the following reasons. First of all, in a crisis, it's absolutely necessary. You can't live without it. And second, it's very, very cheap to purchase now, especially in bulk. In 50-pound bags, salt can be purchased very, very cheaply. And so
right.
It's an ideal barter item. It never goes bad. You don't want to let it get humid because it'll just become rock hard if it's granulated or in chunks. But the humidity won't destroy it. It'll just make it harder to deal with.
Excellent. Thank you. I have the bigger question here. I've listened to you for quite a while, maybe a year or so, and maybe you've talked about this, maybe you haven't. I think 9/11 was an inside job, and I'm was wondering what your thoughts are. Did
well,
19 teenagers really kick our
Aaron,
butts?
The clearest evidence that what they say happened did not happen is Building 7. Now, in New York, a 47-story building is not any big deal, but in most U.S. cities, a 47-story tall building would be the biggest building in town. Now, a modern steel-reinforced 47-story building was part of the World Trade Center. It wasn't hit by any airplanes. Loaded up with kerosene, which is what jet fuel is. And it did collapse. It collapsed in the classic manner of a building that's been set up with very precise charges, explosive charges at precise locations. Building 7 is the clearest and most convincing evidence that what happened at the World Trade Center is not what they say happened. Building 7 did collapse, and it collapsed live on nationwide TV, as we used to say.
Controlled demolition.
In the manner of a controlled demolition.
So are you suggesting that 9/11 was an inside job?
I'm suggesting that the evidence is clear and convincing that what they say happened in the official report is not what happened.
Exactly.
Something else took place. Now, who set those charges? I don't know. But clearly, charges were set in Building 7 to bring that building down in the prescribed manner. It was not hit by any airplane.
Is this, in your opinion, the biggest lie in your lifetime?
The biggest lie in our lifetime in this country is the IRS code. There's plenty of lies. Every war of the last 100 years, going back to the Spanish-American War, has been perpetrated by lying to Congress. Clearly, they have. Every war of the last 100 years.
Sure. But 9/11 was the Pearl Harbor type event that PNAC was looking for to get us involved in Iraq.
Well, absolutely. And it's kind of funny, Aaron. This is kind of a graveyard sense of humor. But the words of our top leaders, Dick Cheney and the president and on down, were very carefully chosen to make no cause and effect relationship between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. If you read their speeches very carefully and read what they've written very carefully, you will see no cause and effect relationship between 9/11 and Saddam Hussein. None. But the average American believes it, even though Dick Cheney and President Bush never have said so.
I've got two sons, 22 and 19. What would you tell them? What would you tell your son if he came to you and was going to join the Rangers or the Marines? Would you let him? If they listened to you, would you give them the green light?
I would encourage him to join the Coast Guard. I know young men. I have a young man who is that age in my family. The U.S. Coast Guard is a place you can get military training, serve with honor, serve with patriotism, have the status of a military veteran, because that's in fact what you are, and you'll be doing good things, patriotic things, and not participating in an illegal war.
Well, I love your show, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. God bless you, Aaron. I mean, having sons that age who want to serve our country, that is a very good thing. However, being part of any branch of the military of this country, with the exception of the Coast Guard, you are without a doubt, almost without a doubt, going to be participating in something that is a violation of international law. The strongest evidence that this is a violation of international law is the joint resolution to authorizing force in Iraq. In fact, it's kind of ironic. You can find it on the White House website, whitehouse.gov. That's the White House website, whitehouse.gov. The joint resolution to invade Iraq. There's a whole bunch of whereases there, ladies and gentlemen. A dozen, 15, 16, doesn't matter. You read these whereases that Congress wrote. Clearly, the intent of Congress was to stop Saddam from the acquisition and use of nuclear weapons against the United States of America. That was the intent of Congress. At the same time, Scott Ritter, United States Marine Corps Marine Major, retired for more than a year, could go any place in Iraq that he wanted to, searching for nuclear weapons and a nuclear program. Now, you can't hide a nuclear program in some warehouse or basement. It's a massive undertaking. A nuclear weapons program is a massive undertaking that can't be hidden in some small, out-of-the-way place. Scott Ritter could go any place he wanted to. He did. He couldn't find it. It wasn't there. We got another caller, Michael in Missouri. Are you there, Michael?
Hey, John?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. I had called in some shows ago and asked you a question about something I'd seen in Stuart Best's movie on Earth Changes, and I found the answer in McKenney's book that I learned about from your No Need for Panic, the Surviving
okay.
Planet X passage.
Right.
And it's actually saying the same thing that I saw in this movie. I guess it's based on some ancient prophecies, but also science, apparently, because I guess when this object comes in, what I call the second sun or the destroyer, there's going to be a lot of, like, electromagnetic activity or electrical discharges streaming up through the atmosphere.
Yes.
So, wow, I thought that's a great a sign maybe for us to get kind of visual on maybe when this thing might getting a little closer. And I also wanted to tell you that I didn't know if you knew this, but I saw some articles today on the internet that, like your one caller said, Iceland's set a record for a record high in heat last month in April. And,
that was me. That was me. That wasn't a caller, but go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I started
and then
out the show with
Western,
it. Yeah.
Okay. And in Western Europe, I guess they had a high record heat there, too. And then I read that the Thai scientists in Thailand are concerned about losing the rice ability, you know, growing
right.
Of rice and such. So,
well, they should.
A
lot of these rice-growing areas aren't much above sea level. I spent a year of my life in the Mekong Delta of Vietnam. I got off the plane in Kanto. I said, welcome to Kanto, Republic of South Vietnam, elevation 0.6 feet. 0.6 feet.
Wow.
And I was 90 miles from the ocean, and I was 6 inches above sea level.
Wow! So they really are concerned.
Oh yeah, they're at great risk. They're at great risk. Southeast Asia, a lot of Southeast Asia, is just barely above sea level. They're in deep doo-doo, to use a technical term.
So with this coming in, I suppose that's why the governments want to mark us and track us with what I call the beast supercomputers, so that and they want to disarm us so that we can not be such chaos fighting over food and lack of resources.
Well,
kind of the sum of it.
Michael, you're a reader, clearly. You know, that's why I have footnotes and a bibliography in my article, No Need for Panic, so that people like yourself can acquire these books and read them and understand what's going to happen now and in the future. Now, keep in mind, please, Michael and everybody else, multiple agendas can advance forward at the same time, seemingly unrelated, like China's desire to take over this country and take over the world can advance at the same time these other agendas are advancing.
I wanted to say that I heard J.R. Nyquist, I think it was a 2004 talk for the first time Saturday, and I heard him talking about a Russian, I think it was a general or somebody that had told him that if and when the suitcase nukes go off in America, that the media will probably say that it's the Islamists, when in reality he was saying, just know that basically it's a Chinese-Russian secret services type
Absolutely.
Of operation.
Absolutely.
So it saddens me to think that the way our media just covered up this Ron Paul debate or a lot of aspects of it, that probably would be the case.
Of course, it will be. You can count on it, Michael. The Russians have used proxies to do their dirty work for decades. The Cuban army has been a Russian proxy army in Africa for decades. The North Vietnamese were proxies for the Russians in Vietnam. And there's many, many other examples. Al-Qaeda appears to be proxies for the Russians. And whether these suitcase nukes go off and are really set off by KGB or whether they're set off by Al-Qaeda, it doesn't matter. It'll be blamed on Al-Qaeda. You can count on it.
Well, Well, I appreciate the information, and I appreciate your book, No Need for Panic, and I'm still learning, so I'll keep tuning in.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Michael, thank you, Michael. Michael from Missouri makes a good point. You need to do your independent research. Now, he got a copy of my article, No Need for Panic. He read that bibliography, and he did the right thing. He ordered Professor McKinney's books, at least one of them. Professor James McKinney is a credentialed scientist. 30 years ago, he was at Cornell University getting the live feeds from NASA space exploration vehicles up there in space. And he understood what was going on, and a lot of the NASA scientists did, and he wrote his theories and based his papers on what he was getting from the live feeds coming from NASA space vehicles. Break coming up. We're getting down to the end of the show. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of May, 2007. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the John Moore Show. Fast 2 hours for me. I hope it was an entertaining and informative time for you all out there. here we are at the end of the first week of May 2007. We have what appears to be the luxury of time to prepare for what's coming at us. I don't know how much time we have. I'd like to think we've got 19 months before things start to happen, or 31 months, a little less than 3 years, 2.5 years. That would be luxury. That would be wonderful to have 2.5 years before things start to get bad. Professor McKinney says in his book, what are you going to do when you find out the date? Go buy a case of tuna? Preparedness is a way of life, ladies and gentlemen. It is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year way of living. Preparedness is a way of looking at the world. Preparedness is a lifestyle. It's not something you think about doing at some future date. That's the bottom line. It should, I hope, and I pray, especially if you've got youngsters that can't take care of themselves or older people that need to depend on you, I hope and I pray that it will become part of who you are, that you will incorporate the principles that we talk about on this show in your life and make them part of your lifestyle, as opposed to just thinking about it or making some interesting purchases and stashing them away in your basement or your garage, whatever it might be. Get the training. Get your spiritual house in order. The single most important thing you can do is get right with God, like the old signs used to say down in the south along the highways. Get right with God. Come make peace with your Maker. Come to a spiritual accommodation that suits you and your heritage, whatever that might be. That's real important. It's real foundational. And get the skills after you come to that, and during you're coming into a spiritual accommodation with your Maker and getting at ease with talking to God, having a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. Acquire the skills, get your spiritual life in order, acquire the equipment, learn how to use it, maintain it, repair it. This is the preparedness lifestyle. It can be fun if you let it be. It can be challenging if you let it be. It doesn't have to be drudgery. It can be fun. And then you'll understand, the deeper you get into it, why I talk the way I talk, why I talk about what I talk about. If and when the day comes you need these skills, you'll have them. You need the equipment, you have the equipment. You have to repair the equipment, you know how to repair it. Because it's just part of who you are. It's not a bizarre new undertaking. It will have been something you've been doing for some period of time. And that's it. We are out of time. I had a great time. I hope you did. I hope to have a guest next week, and my website should be up and running in the next couple of days, thelibertyman.com. My call number to order products is 866-965-3007. You all have a great week. Be safe, and God bless America.
A message for all homeowners.